This is Mox's StoryShare Project, a collection of stories from people who are striving for a community free from sexual assault and abuse. The theme for this project is My Moment, Our Momentum. Listen now to this moment.
I'm Julie Donnellan, the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault. The services that MOXA provides to this community are vital and completely free of charge to anyone who needs them. We answer calls 24 hours a day. Our crisis line doesn't take a holiday or a vacation. And when someone in Kansas City Metro experiences sexual violence, we will be there to respond.
Hi, I'm Cassie Sands, the Vice President of Development at MOXA, and I have the chance to sit down with Julie Donnellan, President and CEO at MOXA, and ask her a few questions about sexual violence and her work in Kansas City. Julie, you've had a long career protecting children and working with survivors. What inspired you to this work?
I was inspired to get into this work not by one thing in particular, but I think by a bunch of small things that I've experienced, from starting my work with doing child abuse and neglect investigations and hearing from children and hearing their stories of the sexual abuse that they were subjected to. And then also growing up having known survivors of sexual violence, both child sexual abuse and sexual assault, and seeing how that can have a long-term impact on an individual.
What is the biggest change you've seen in our culture around sexual violence?
Biggest thing that I've seen that's been a change is how much we're talking about this at the not just local level, but also the national level. There just wasn't the conversation around sexual violence and what contributes to it and how we prevent it and how we respond to it.
What has been your most important accomplishment as CEO and president of MOXA?
It's hard to pick just one thing that I'm really proud of, but I think that we've been able to increase our profile in the community, that more survivors know where to go for help and know that we're here for everyone in the community. And then I think some of the groundbreaking work that we've been doing on prevention, both in schools at that community level and at the greater community level.
What inspires you the most about working with survivors?
I am inspired every day by the courage of individuals who come into MOXA. It takes a lot of courage not only to come forward and tell people that you've been victimized in the most intimate of ways, but then also to come in and ask for help. And so I'm honored that survivors trust us in their process of healing.
MOXA helps survivors of sexual abuse and assault and also works to prevent sexual violence. What can others do to prevent sexual violence in their own communities?
The most simple things to do is become educated about sexual violence. Everybody has a role that they can play to help prevent sexual violence and to support survivors. And I think first and foremost is believing survivors when they tell you that they've been a victim or they are a survivor of sexual violence, and to support them in whatever they need. Know your local resource like MOXA and refer people to MOXA for services and support.
Thank you for listening to MOXA's StoryShare. With your help, we can change our culture to one where survivors are believed, perpetrators are held accountable, and our community is safer. If you would like to get involved or need support, please go to moxa.org. That's MOXA, MOCSA.org, or call us at 816-531-0233 anytime, 24 hours a day.